Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this edition of You Are the Trendshine of My Zeit. Okay, shout out to Stevie Wonder and me just now for putting that together. Probably one someone has already recommended, but hey, we're in a hurry. We're not in a hurry, but we got to keep things moving, man. This train keeps going. Apologies for yesterday's trending episode going up late. We had some technical difficulties. So if you're listening to this now, this is the trending episode for Tuesday, April 5th. The one before, Trenderation X, that was for Monday, April 4th. Just so you know, because I know it might be different in your podcasting app. 1,000 apologies to you, the listener, for this free podcast that we give you. Okay. Now, oh, it's me, Miles, and the God MC and the place to be from TX. Who is that? Who's that girl? La, 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 la. Becca Ramos. What's up, Becca?
It's Becca. I was like, there's no one syllable for me.
Yeah, it's hard to, I guess, Beck.
It's Beck.
Beck's on Deckington, as Jesus Nice used to say on his podcast. That doesn't come out anymore. Where is the art, please? Bodega Boys. Let's talk about what's trending. First up, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny,
what's this Bad Bunny up to?
I threw this deep rabbit hole I went on because I get on Twitter.
No pun intended.
And it's like trending. Bad Bunny is coming. And then I was like, okay, wait, does Bad Bunny have a Twitter? Because I famously, I'm only on Twitter for the show. And okay. I'm like clicking through. He does not have a Twitter, but there seems to be that he has posted either on Instagram or TikTok, because he is on TikTok, that a new album is coming. He's currently on tour. Am I jealous of each individual who is at the show? Abso-fucking-lutely. I wish I was at a Bad Bunny concert right now. My best friend just went to go see him in Miami, and I'm upset about it.
Oh.
But yes, Bad Bunny, new music coming. Get excited.
Have you seen him live before?
No, but I really want to. I almost was so tempted to buy tickets that were in Peru for August, but alas, my partner and I did not pull the trigger.
Damn. So, I mean, that would have been something. Are you going to try and find, where are you going to see him?
I could see him here in New York, which would probably be the best show. I was shocked.
Oh, yeah, New York. reggaeton, Latin trap.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think he did already come, but I feel like he's coming back. I thought there were two dates, but okay. He was here like a month ago, and the pictures were crazy. Like literally, he performed at Barclays Center, and the streets of Atlantic was like clogged. Like it was just people storming, dancing to reggaeton after the concert. Like it was just like a block party. It created at like 1 a.m. to hang out after the Bad Bunny concert. It was crazy. I wish I could have gone.
Oh, Yankee Stadium. August 27th and 28th.
Yeah, I was about to say, okay, I think he's coming back because he did Barclays Center this time around, and then he'll come back to Yankee Stadium.
That is going
to
be a motion picture, as the youth say. A movie, if you will.
It will be a motion picture.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's playing SoFi Stadium out in L.A. You know, those tickets are going to be so much money.
Yeah.
But I really want to see a Bad Bunny show. It's such a movement at the moment that I'm like, I gotta get in on this.
I saw a friend go to Portland, and I was like, were the tickets cheaper? Did you think the show would be like not as crazy? Like they live in Texas, and they purposely chose to go to the Portland show. And I was like, interesting choice. Who also, Shock T toured to Portland, but I'm jealous I didn't go to the Portland show.
Yeah. Damn. Or at the Estadio Azteca in Mexico.
I know that show is going to be amazing.
Good luck. Man, what's that sound system going to look like? Because that is a gigantic venue. Okay. Well, let's check in with some lovebirds. The Kardashian Barker set, specifically Courtney and Travis, are married now?
They got married after the Grammys in a secret ceremony at the One Love Wedding Chapel after Travis Barker performed.
One Love, the Bob Marley themed wedding chapel?
But they had an Elvis impersonator.
No, I mean, I just made that up.
Much about the Vegas chapels, but they did have an Elvis impersonator.
You'd believe if there was the One Love Wedding Chapel that it was all Bob Marley impersonators, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
You're like, it's actually Bunny Wailer was the officiant, and then Bob Marley played the bride in on acoustic guitar, did Redemption song, which was kind of weird. Because it was her second marriage, so I don't know what the redemption... Anyway, it was really fantastic. But I read the thing that there's no prenup, but they're talking post-nup. Because that's all the only thing TMZ gave a fuck about in their headline, I feel like.
Yikes. But I mean, they seem really in love, so...
Is Courtney caked up? Because she's like the... I feel like she minds her business
natural,
the most.
And I put it in quotes. She's like the most like, I mean, she has like her like version of Goop. I forgot. It's like called Poosh, I think.
It really is something like just reverse Goop.
Yeah. Like it's
Poog, like, our podcast that we have on Big Money
Players.
Well,
I think Poog, I thought it was based on Poosh.
Oh, no. I think they were flipping Goop backwards.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Maybe it stands to reason that Courtney's a big Poog fan and got inspired by Poog. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called Poosh. And yeah, it's like her own skincare, like wellness, because she's like the wellness skincare one, natural beauty, natural girl.
Right.
And I mean, she looks great. Like her body is banging and it looks the most natural out of all. And she's always been like the natural, like body type.
I always had the biggest crush on Courtney. Congratulations to you. Always had a crush on you. I guess you found your man and couldn't ask for a more cool guy.
Honestly, I love their love. I think it's really fun.
They're sloppy and like the young, like they're like, you know what they're doing?
It's messy.
They remind me of us as younger people. Like they're just doing their thing, but they're starting from the beginning again.
Yeah, they're like high schoolers. They just like make out in public and they just like be loving.
Elon Musk is trending because we talked yesterday. He bought a 9.2% stake in Twitter. And now, as their single largest shareholder, they have invited him to the board. They said, sir, come on down. It wasn't a kind of thing, too, where a lot of people have been talking, like imploring Twitter to say, like, why don't you put people on the board that are like engineers who understand the platform better or people who have actually developed healthy communities on the platform and have those people have voices on your board rather than people who are just going to like ignore
this is
like
capitalism.
Domestic terrorism. Yeah.
And you can buy your way into anything you want, any role, any job. And therefore, Elon Musk will buy Twitter one day.
Exactly. Elon Musk Aunt Becky'd his way onto the Twitter board.
Absolutely.
By being like, fine, I'll buy 10%. Now what? The stock price went up. You have to have me. He's already like, it's just wild. His energy is like, I will bring transformative change type shit. It's like, no, you won't, fool. You're going to be like, probably having to like be all Dogecoin or something.
Absolutely. Like, what do you, your brain is broken. I feel like it's putty. Yeah. I don't believe in any of your ideas.
Well, you try growing up as a white child in apartheid South Africa with emeralds in your pocket and tell me how together you would have it. Okay. Have some empathy, please, for this man. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about some more news. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Let's keep the trends rolling. Student loan freeze through August. Hello. At least till August 31st. That's the news. How long till it's fully forgiven? You know, just saying, you know what, how about we take $50,000 off that?
Literally.
Could I help you out? How would that work out?
I just don't get it. Like, obviously, you guys are realizing the economy does not function when this many people are in that much debt, worrying about that many dollars a month towards these loans. You've been able to pause them for over 2 years now. I don't understand why we can't just cancel student loan debt. It is the biggest, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, the biggest problem, one of the biggest like financial problems of this country. Like most millennials are plagued with hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt. It is crippling.
Especially people of color.
And especially people of color. I, included in this, I will go down and say, fuck them student loans. Baylor, you don't deserve your money. I'm not giving it to you.
You say, I'll give you my address. Come to my door. I'll have fucking Ogun waiting for you.
They stopped calling me because I probably cussed out every person that's called me about donations. Like, I really started yelling at them. I was like, hey, I know you're just a child working a student job on campus, but I also worked this job and quit because it was aggressively awful. And I need you to stop calling me because until I'm making $1 million, and even then, you're not getting a penny from me. Sorry.
Yeah. And you're making $2 million right now. And you're like, fuck them kids. I get it. That's the thing is, I remember when I graduated from college, the next fucking fall, I got mail asking me to fucking donate. I was like, ha, for what? Do y'all not even read the news? It's 2007, my
recession.
Man. Do you not know what's happening in the fall right now? It's the fall, basically, financially for everyone in my generation. That's what we're going through, and you're out here asking for money. And that's true. I do the same thing when people, because you know it's students that call you, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to fucking be a dick, but like, just please don't call back.
Like, me off this list.
They're like, oh, no problem. And I'm like, and I get that you're just doing like what you got to do, but like, please. Like, just for us, you know, for us, homie. Just
for my mental. I don't want any more calls. This was already one of the biggest regrets of my life, was choosing to go to a private Baptist college.
Right.
Stop calling me to give you money.
Like, that underscore that.
You owe me money, really, for, like, my therapist. So, I
Yeah, exactly. For my warped sense of self, vis-a-vis your puritanical lens, it did a bit of a number on me. Okay, next thing trending, Obama. Wow. Remember him? Barack Obama, the former president, he was at the White House for the first time since he let that other dude in. And basically, it's because Joe Biden is doing some, you know, some tweaks, some edits to the Affordable Care Act, specifically what they called the family glitch. So now people will, basically, it's increasing the number of dependents you can get subsidized insurance for. That number was limited before. And that was a thing, you know, because it's not a perfect bill. I know, we know, because you let the fucking lobbyists and Republicans completely piss it down to nothing. So Joe Biden have Barack up there and giving people all some 2011 vibes and signing some shit. I think like most people were looking, were like, man, the poll numbers are that bad. You're trying to put Obama in the White House again just to get some like, see? And it's me, and it's him, and it's us. Remember, like, it's the people from before you knew more about how the government worked.
I know, that's so embarrassing. And I feel like we're also a little bit tired of Obama right now. I don't know, personally, like, now that we've, like, come out of this, you know, aggressive thought change through the pandemic, you're like, you have a lot of war crimes under your belt too, my man. Like,
yeah,
when
you come out the other side of the radicalization meat grinder, you're like, huh. Like, yeah, that guy too, huh? Not that.
Yeah.
Huh. Because I was really into him. I was really, I was really into him. But then, yeah, it's like the foreign policy and the domestic. Huh. Hmm. It's like a curse. It's like everybody's fucked up that takes this. Is that what I'm getting here? Yes. Yes.
It's like, oh, there's blood on everybody's hands. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, cool. Nice try, White House. You could save Obama the trip. You know, he don't have to leave Diamond Head. He can just chill in Oahu, just live in his best like he does. People see him all the time. And just do things like forgiving student debt or, you know, maybe helping extend the child tax credit. There's a lot of easy things you can do that don't.
There's so many. They're like a list. It's like he promoted them during his whole campaign. And they're waiting there for him that he could just do.
Are these not your children that you named during the course of the campaign? No? Okay. Don't worry about it. But yeah, sure. Parading the physical presence of Barack Obama around the White House may do. Who knows? We'll have to check the polls next week.
That it was like 5 years, and it was like Okay, so Obama literally said, fuck them kids, being the rest of us. For the past 5 years, he's like, I'm not coming back. Bye, bitches.
Don't need it. Don't need it. A lot of, kind of a weird place, if you ask me. Weird energy in that building. It's almost like some bad people lived in there. Tiger Woods is trending because I can't believe this. So he's competing in the Masters tournament. Again, most people are like, we're still calling it the Masters. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But yeah, he's competing, which I thought his career was fucking over after that like horrifying car wreck that like damaged his legs.
He had that bad car accident, and I didn't think he like recovered from that fully.
But hey, you can't keep a good tiger down, I guess. So we'll see what happens there. I'm more just, I just had to shout it out because this is a, you know, a fellow Blasians, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, look at you, bro. Good for you. Although, again, like I said, very mad that that wasn't the sport for me. I thought maybe because I'm black and Asian, this is a sport I might be good at innately.
Did you try? Did you play golf growing up?
No, I went to like a driving range a couple times. And then there's this public golf course that like I went with my friend and like their parents to just be like, yeah, let's try it out.
Yeah.
And because my friend didn't really golf either. And I was like, yeah, man, I fucking suck at this shit. I'm like, this shit sucks. There's nothing. And like this person's mom's like shit talking me like, oh, wow, you got a two putt. I'm like, I don't know what that means, Tupac.
I don't know any of it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It is like the most boring sport. But being from the South, it is a very prominent sport. Everywhere there's a golf range. You can go golfing all the time and just couldn't be more not what I want to do.
Yeah. Ironically, the sport I'm probably the most talented at is ice hockey. So, you know, find me out there in the rink. And I know so many people in Zeke are like, talk more about the NHL. I'm like, I don't watch hockey anymore. But get me on that ice. I'm fucking it up. Trust me. That's what we need is we need more like sports leagues for podcasting people. The problem is not that I'm not going out to exercise enough or do things. It's that there's no rec leagues for people who do podcasting who play ice hockey when they were in their youth. Like, that's so specific. And that's me projecting. Okay. Well, thanks, Becca, for chatting it up trend style today. And thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. We got a full show coming out. As usual, the pattern will not be disrupted. Again, just some technical difficulties, so apologies for that. And yeah, until next time, take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and, you know, speak up. You know what I mean? All right. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.